Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
And I've done something else as well. I've just talked so much crap. I've emailed the hotel.
Telling them that it's a one-year-old's birthday.
Worse.
Be above 70 to 80 for optimal
She's
right.
Hair
growth. Just call me a scientist.
So get your iron checked. I'd be really upset if James did that. I know you're not going to think. I know you're not going to think that that's a me thing. I know. And you know what?
Lauren, that's just what boys do. Guys, welcome to Nip Tuck, your favourite podcast ever. Not just on a Wednesday,
just
but
ever.
Now, we have got lots of bing, bang, boo,
bing,
bong,
bang,
boo,
as always,
chat coming up. There's been a lot of stuff going on. The baby's not here yet. It's coming soon.
They're coming soon.
Lauren is enjoying her last few records with me, and then she's going to be on her own. Do you have a plan?
Yes, so, I can't really say it on here. I'll tell you after. Yeah, well, I don't know, just in case. I have asked someone if they'll guest. James is going to guest.
And?
Yeah, I've asked her.
No, she said she's going to.
Yeah, she said she will. So I've got a guest idea and I've got James coming on and maybe a solo. I don't really know, but it'll be fine.
Also, we need to run through guests at some point because I've got a list of guests.
Okay.
But that other guest, James is coming on, isn't it?
James is going to come on.
So that'll be fun. And then that other guest I was speaking to last night, little teaser, she has got a lot of stuff going on at the minute.
And she's going
to. And by then, legally, she'll be allowed to talk to us about it. And
she wants to help people with it as well.
Me and her and Sophia Bailey are going for Sunday lunch Sunday the 30th. Are you here or not?
I have no idea, but I shall look in my
diary. If you can come with us, would you come with us?
Yeah.
I think that'll be quite a nice.
Yeah, lovely.
I love Sophia Bailey.
I love her and I love the other girl. But yeah, she's got a lot to talk about. And I think a lot of things that our listeners will learn from. So I think it's a really good time to chat to her. And she said she will. So. We should be good with that. So what's coming up this episode? We've got a little Instagram hack for you that everyone needs to know. We're going to help you with your dilemmas, as always. I waved goodbye to my little girl yesterday for a week, and we're going to talk about that. And I'm going on holiday myself tomorrow. It won't be tomorrow by the time this goes out, but right now it is, because we are banking episodes so that you're not missing us while Ashley's having the baby. Right.
Speaking of holidays, hi, everyone. Welcome. Callum is so clever. So he's in Ibiza.
Yes.
At the minute. I can't wait to...
The stories.
So Callum said to me, he came round and he was like dead chilled before he went away. And I was like, how are you so chilled? He's like, oh, my case, I've already dropped it off. And I was like, what? Yeah. What is this? And he was like, it's a new thing. And it's called nighttime twilight drop-off. Something, don't quote me on it.
They did it yesterday.
Fucking explain.
I don't think it's that...
It's clever.
It's clever. I didn't really see the point. So basically, if you have got an early doors flight, which I have tomorrow... Oh, shit. I've not packed. Anyway, and Thea had... What her grandma and granddad did, I'll talk about it in a minute, but what they did is the night before your flight, you can go with your case.
Two nights before, I think.
Oh, can you? Yeah. You can go with your case and you can drop your case off and check it in. So then in the morning, when it's 4 a.m. and you're waking up, you've done the bag check-in and you just need to go and do the security. Now, I kind of get it, but kind of don't. It doesn't take long to check a bag in.
Sometimes
you're doing it anyway. Why would you then take 2 hours, potentially, or an hour out of your day to drive to the airport? It's two trips to drive on another day to drop your bag to go and drive on the day you're already going. I don't get it, but I'd kind of get it because in the morning you're like, it's less stress. But then you've had to do two trips.
But Callum lives near the airport.
If you live near the airport.
If you live near the airport, like it makes sense. It makes sense. But if you don't, it doesn't.
It's like two trips. But yeah, there is a new thing about
it. Or could you pay someone to do that bit for you?
So, do you know how Uber has this feature on services where you
only sometimes.
Mine doesn't have it ever where I live. And what I have to do, I had to get some stuff off someone and I had to ring them and be like, can you? And they weren't keen to do it because I guess insurance, they're not insured. It could be a drug deal. It could be anything. They did do it for me. But there is a thing called services. And I just think that is, they'd make a fortune by doing that properly. You imagine you've left your coat.
With my pregnancy cravings at 2 a.m.
Yeah, or you've left your coat at your mate's house. Can't be arsed dropping it off. You're hungover. Get the coat sent to you. Like, stuff like that. I think they need to do more of that.
If I could say to someone, like, here's 50 quid, go and sort the bag shit out, especially when I'm with all the kids and stuff,
yeah.
Then I would be like, yeah, like...
Go and do it for
unreal,
me.
Unreal, 100%. Yeah. But there's also that private terminal, the Ether one.
Is that the one that I've been to?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the
and
private...
when you arrive,
yeah.
When you pull your car up, they come out and they take your cases off you.
Yes, I've done that.
That's handy.
I can't remember the name of it.
Ether.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, A-E-T. And you say Ether.
Maybe yeah. I was calling it Ayeta. We went and did it for the honeymoon and, yeah, you pull up, you take your bags, they take them off you, you sit down, you get a glass of whatever, coffee, champagne, whatever, they just come over to you, you fill in the forms, it's taken away.
Kids are allowed there,
kids
you know.
Are allowed. Then when you're done, you get in a little car, it drives you to pretty much where you get on the plane, and then you get on the plane. It was nice. It was makes sense. But obviously, I can't remember how much it was. Depends how many of you there are as well.
I think it's about 120 quid per person.
I feel like it's 180, but I might be wrong.
Depends on the time of year.
I think for a special occasion, nice. I think it'd be nice for a special occasion. We've only done it once. We only did it once. But yeah, it was nice. I could have done that this time.
Right. So how did you feel then, Thea, going off on her holiday?
So Thea, this is why we're going away now with Tommy. So Thea hasn't been on holiday without me. I think she's been once in her life, and I think she was... 3. She's now nearly 9. So it's been, 4 or 5 years since she went away. She's going away with she's gone, actually, and back by now. So she's going away with her grandma and granddad on the other side. No, dad's not going, just grandma and granddad. So they're going to somewhere in Spain for a week, which, do you know what? She's going to absolutely love it. And grandma and granddad holidays...
Oh, spoiler.
I mean, I don't know. I've never really had one. They were all
she'll
dead.
Come out with no teeth.
Yeah. Oh, sugar for breakfast. Absolutely. They are such good grandparents. So I know that she is safer than with me, probably. Probably safer than she is with me. But because I've always had her all the time, I think it's that control thing. I'm not in control of it. And I'm a bit of a control freak. So the fact that I can't control where she is, what she's doing, who she's with, she's already... So first of all, nightmare... I packed her clothes for her and all those kind of bits that she needed, swimming costume, shorts and stuff. I even bought her, because her lips are really cracked, and an Elizabeth Arden...
I saw on TikTok.
...lip thing.
That's not extra, darling. We're teaching her.
I just thought she needs, like, good lip stuff, not horrible lip stuff, good stuff, like, proper.
Premium.
Yeah. So I gave her that, did everything else, did the most. She got all these little bags. Off she goes, sweets for the airport. Off she goes. And then I'm setting off from dropping her off.
I was on the phone to you.
And... I get a phone call from them and they're like, Lauren, her passport. I've got the Elizabeth Arden lip balm, but
that's
no passport.
That's so not like you.
I know. Your I've just had so much on. It was up my arse. So James, bless him, went and drove and dropped it
Thank
off for me.
God, they checked.
I know. So she went early hours. She rang me at about half six this morning. She FaceTimed me. Oh, she was in the airport.
She's
and
such a lovely little
She is. And she gave James the biggest hug. And she was like, I love you. And it's Tommy's birthday tomorrow. So she was like, Tommy, I'm going to miss your birthday. I love you so much. I'm going to FaceTime you. Nothing.
Like, honestly.
No.
Don't you think after your first kid, like, you just...
So Thea's first birthday...
Oh, cake smash you did.
I did a cake smash. We had a party at my house. Yeah. There was a balloon arch.
There was designated everything, Facebook posts.
Everything
with
was Thea.
80 pictures.
Yeah, everything. She had an outfit and a tutu.
Saskia
and Thea is
had
one.
A crown
yeah,
made.
Yeah, yeah. And had we had
personalized
cake pops.
Cookies. Yeah, everything
personalized. Stick, what they call cake things with the... Everything.
And I laid it all out, personalised balloons
the
night the before.
Lot. And then I took pictures of it all, her in the tutu in the middle of it all, Thea turns one. I haven't bought Tommy one single thing. Nothing, nothing at all. Now, as it happens, we're actually travelling on his first birthday.
Did you not buy him the ice cream?
I bought him nothing.
I'll buy that for him.
Because he doesn't need anything. And do you know what? Yes, thanks. You can do that for me. The other thing is, he doesn't need, he's one. He has everything. He's got
the ice cream cart is a really good present.
But it doesn't need to be a present. He doesn't need a present. He's one.
Do you have the ice cream cart for Mason?
No, we have the pizza van.
The pizza van. Okay. So you either have the pizza van or the ice cream cart. Yeah, fucking no, Lauren.
He's got a Hoover. He's got Henrietta Hoover.
When I tell you,
will he like it?
I also was going to ask you to be godmother to one of the girls because I'm planning their christening.
That's lovely, but I wouldn't be a good godmother.
You wouldn't want to do
no,
that.
No, it's not that I wouldn't want to. I just don't think I'd be great at it because I can't even look after
because I remember that time when
someone asked me and I literally turned around and went...
stuck with me when I was like, me and Ed were like
that's
making
lovely.
The names of people. And I was like, well, I need to ask Lauren. And then I was like, oh, but that time...
when someone asked me and I turned around and went, oh, why would you want me as a godmother? And it's, do you know what it is? It genuinely comes from a place of... like self-awareness and being kind. I don't want someone to choose me for such an important role if I am not going to deliver. I haven't even got my kid a birthday present.
Do you know, like how good Amy is.
That's
fantastic.
What I mean. And
like,
I could not compete.
The other day,
I could not compete.
She could tell I was knackered. Yeah. And like Saskia and Thea are intense. And it's
she's
not
intense.
Their fault.
Thea's intense.
It's like, they like, I think
incredibly
it's a
clingy.
Holiday weekend, and Amy went, right, come on, Saskia, we're going out. Took her to Yo Sushi, got her hair curled at the Trafford Centre, went to
that's
Sephora
a proper godmother
her.
Job. I could
was
not.
Like, oh my God, you are
it's,
the best.
It's so helpful. Thea at the minute is incredibly, she requires a huge amount of my attention at the minute. She's very, I guess, clingy, but in a nice way. So anyway, off she goes. And she said when I was dropping her off, she was like, you're going to cry. I was like, no. And then I did cry afterwards, but not in front of her. Because I
know you can't.
So I saw something recently that really stopped me in my tracks and made me think, and I can't remember who posted it. And what they said is, my children are not responsible for my feelings. So for example, I will say to Thea, and it's only because I want her to know I care, I'll say things like, I'm going to miss you so much when you're away. I'll probably like think about you all the time. And I'm only doing it so she knows how much I love her. But internally,
no,
she's
really,
then worrying...
Yeah.
About my feelings about her going away.
And, like,
and
when
she shouldn't.
You drop the kid off on its first day of school.
And
you
you're
shouldn't.
Crying and stuff. And it really made me think.
Like, fine when you get in the car.
Yeah, it really made me think. And someone said, they shouldn't care how their mum and dad feel, particularly. They're not old enough. They shouldn't be responsible. So I can't. And it stuck with me. And I thought, you know what? I do that quite a lot. Like, when she's at her dad's, I'll be like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you so much this weekend.
Or I say stuff like, I wish you were here.
Yeah, I'll say,
and
wish you were here.
You
or, and it makes them then feel guilty. And they shouldn't feel that at this age. So she off she went, toodly woodly, rang me this morning. She'll probably be there now, but she hasn't rang
she'll
me yet.
She'll have the best time.
Do you know what? I think when you have the child the majority of the time, you're not used to it, are you? You're just not used to it. They're like, they're your little things, and she's safe.
You're going to really miss her by the end of the week.
Well, I already really miss her. So that's why we decided we've got none of the kids. Let's me, James and Tommy go
Stunning.
Away. And it's Love his first that. Birthday the day we fly. Do you know what? I've just said I've not about this one thing, and I've just remembered something that I talk shit. I talk utter shit. I've bought him an outfit. I talk crap.
I am one outfit.
No, it's cute. Right. Can I explain why? It was guilt.
Sad
bitch. It was guilt. And I've also, I'm talking crap. I rang the hotel.
Also, he's in age 4 clothes. What the fuck is he?
I am one. Could I
that
have
that hard age plate on Etsy? Age 4 to 5.
Oh, God. So true. That is so true. Do you know what? And I've done something else as well. I've just talked so much crap. I've emailed the hotel.
Telling them that it's a one-year-old's birthday.
Worse. I've got balloons in the room that say one.
That's really cute.
I think he doesn't know what.
No, he won't.
So the reason I did it is I got the guilt bad that I thought it's his first birthday. For Thea, we had this party. For him, the poor fucker, he's getting up at 4 in the morning. Not, I know. None of his siblings are there. No one will give him a present. No one will get him a card.
We'll see it on Instagram, though.
Of course. So I thought he can hold the balloons. And
have you seen, I'm going to go into a deep, dark chat now.
Oh, God, let me just have a minute.
Right.
Okay.
Have you seen that awful thing in the news that's happened at that school with the posting of the
I saw something and I didn't read it. So you tell me. I saw it and thought,
oh,
I'm not looking at that. I avoid these things.
God, right. Don't quote me verbatim on this, but basically schools post pictures on like their Facebook, their Instagram, mm-hmm. like their socials of the children. Mm-hmm. And they posted a picture of the girls, I think it was football team, in the UK this. And it was all the girls had won like a trophy.
So they're all yeah, the team.
12-year-old girls. Anyway, the school the next day come into the office and they've got all these emails. A hacker or someone has got all the pictures of each girl and has done weird AI shit to the girls. So it looks like they're being abused. And they've said, we're going to post all of this online unless you pay us a ransom.
No.
So now they're saying that schools...
They shouldn't really. They shouldn't.
The school were doing that so innocently.
Of course they were.
Totally. Then the parents...
are going to blame the school.
And I was reading the comments on it because I'm into all this stuff. But, as a parent, I would think like, but some parents... would maybe
yeah
like,
I think they know. Might they might have a frustration somewhere,
but when you do join a school or a nursery, they say do you mind you your the child's box. Image right. And one of the girls on Patreon said I ticked the box saying that I didn't want my daughter involved in the pictures. And she got left out of 4 activities last year because they couldn't be arsed blurring her face out.
Really? Oh my
but
God.
But I think this is going to now be like the landscape.
I don't think, now this is really weird because I show my child, but I don't think school should. I just think you're asking for...
Well, no, as a school, it's like a...
You're asking, it's a direct point. You're asking for potential problems there.
But also then everyone knows and what school the kid goes
you're not responsible
to.
For every child in there. You can't make those like, decisions
for
them.
Fair enough, put the pictures on a newsletter.
Yeah. But even then,
on
yeah.
the app thing that we get.
Why is there even pictures? Do we need them? Why can't they just... Like, do you know what I mean? What are they actually
then
for?
Also, that panorama thing we spoke about a few weeks ago with the sleep trainers and blah, 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 yeah. They are doing a petition near us, actually, in Stockport. A baby right. died at nursery. Sorry.
Oh.
Triggering, I know. She was only 9 months old.
I've seen it.
Yeah. And they're petitioning the mum and dad for CCTV.
I've seen it,
in all... areas, and I honestly think that that should be a thing.
I don't understand why it's not.
I don't either.
Because,
like, the
kids
CCTV
are
on us in supermarkets.
Yeah, like. Yeah, absolutely. And if someone's looking after your child and the child hasn't got a voice at that age, I think that I don't understand why anyone would have a problem with that. And if the staff do, then maybe it's not the right job anymore. Because I just don't. If you're doing everything to the best of your ability, and you're being following the rules. It shouldn't matter if there's a camera there, surely.
What other jobs would you have that would have CCTV on you throughout the day? The CCTV in here, isn't there? Yeah, there is.
Yeah, but this there. Is a private, you know, this is protecting the kids, probably for insurance reasons. I mean, a friend
no,
of mine...
No, but I wouldn't be asked. I think voice recording is a tiny bit intrusive.
What do you mean?
So there's two elements here. Video recording.
Got you.
And voice recording.
Right, got you. So it could record what you're doing, but not your conversation. I think everyone hearing your conversations
it's
is
too
quite
much.
Heavy.
A friend of mine works in a, you know, like where all the cash lorries go and they like work with massive amounts of cash. Everything, audio, video.
Oh, we'd be
searches,
buggered.
Like random bag searches.
You have to.
Name it.
We'd be in big trouble like if everyone knots. Heard everything. It's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot. Yeah, and I understand why the parents of those kids are doing that. I'm not against that. Tommy's not in nursery till October anyway.
That's going to come round really quick. Also, there's something that I really need to talk to both of you about that because I wasn't on the brief call.
Yeah.
This BRCA test that I've got to have.
Right. I didn't respond to any of that. I saw it, but I thought I'll wait for you to tell me now. So tell us what that is.
So basically, if you've not listened to this podcast, we fucking love Paul Brunson.
Mm.
And Michelle Heaton was on Paul Brunson's podcast. And all the girls on Patreon were like, this is an amazing podcast. Listen to it.
Lovely girl.
So I started listening to it and I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. So basically, there's... a lot of cancer in my family and my dad's just found out he's not very well and a few weeks ago and he went for a consultation and they said you've got two girls looking at the family history they have to go for this gene test
right
So it's BRCA.
I have heard of it.
Yeah. I've heard of it before, and I know one of my friends went for the test because her mum died of cancer.
Right.
And she had a full mastectomy.
As a preventative measure?
Yeah, on the NHS. So my dad was like, right, Francesca and Ashley, you have to go for this test. Like, you have to go to the GP and they'll tell you what you need to do. And I was like, I cannot mentally deal with this right now. I was like, please. And I thought, like, oh, you know, I'm pregnant, like, whatever. She had the test when she was pregnant as well.
Did this she? I'm surprised because like you can't do anything when you're pregnant.
No, it's a gene test, though.
Right. And how do they do it?
So you just have a blood test.
Right, okay. To see if you have got that gene.
I've not done that much of a deep dive, so don't quote me on this, because I do not have the mental capacity, but I really should. And
listening
to this made me have a kick up the arse. And she said one of her family members was ill. They were like, you need to go for this test. She went for the test and she found out there's like two different things you can have, or you could have none. And she found out she had it, so she had to have a full double mastectomy and hysterectomy at 32.
So as far as I'm aware of my very little knowledge on this, it isn't just like if one member's died of a certain kind. It's like if several, there's like a marker you have to hit. Because obviously my dad died of cancer, but it wasn't that kind and there's no one else. So it has to kind of, you have to be in that like category. Through the family coming down. And as far as I kind of knew, if it comes back that you carry the gene, that doesn't mean you are going to get breast cancer. But what it does mean is you have a, I don't know the figures.
It's like an 60% chance of breast cancer and a 40% chance of,
I couldn't think of what the... Yeah. So then you're faced with the decision, I guess, of...
It's prevention over cure.
Do I remove the concern completely? Or do I think, well, it's 60%. Mate, do I want to go through that?
I don't want to know.
I'm surprised you're getting it done.
You always say, like, oh, I want to go for this health scan and how much...
Yeah, I'm surprised you're even going to do this.
Because I'm so into, like, biohacking, health, all that. Like, I like hiding from situations.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you even said you'll do this test. I thought you were going to say... I thought you were going to say to your dad... I thought you were going to say to your dad, like, I'd rather not know.
No, I have said that.
Oh, he's not going to get away. Like, you're not getting away with that.
And I was like, you can't do it when you're pregnant. And then I was listening to the podcast and she was like, yeah, you can.
But do you think it was a sign that you heard that? Yeah. Not a sign, but as in like a... Like,
yeah, and then I was asking the girls about it on Patreon. I was like, fuck.
And what were the girls saying?
One girl said that like she's got three sisters and all four of them found out they had this gene. So she was like, between us, like, you know, three of us will...
So then you've got the option of having surgery. I mean, there's a lot more to it than this, and the doctors would guide you. There's so much more.
Lauren, we need to book that mole scan.
That's another thing. That's another preventative thing where you catch it early.
Because I've got moles coming up now. Have you noticed that recently?
My issue is just the level of sun damage over the years. Like now, I was younger.
Like,
I have pigmentation, but since I was younger...
You had your arms lasered, though.
Yeah, I have battered the sunbeds when I was younger. I battered the sun. I burnt on top of burnt. I peeled and burnt again because I was of that era of...
Carrot oil.
Darker, more tan the better. Didn't care about anything else. Didn't understand, wasn't aware. So I am quite conscious that I've done a lot of damage to my body with the sun. Well, so maybe it's something
Catherine Ryan found out she had skin cancer while she was pregnant and had to have an operation while she was pregnant.
Yeah, so I think the takeaway from this is if you can find things earlier...
Basically, just send me a message. I need to know.
Yeah, I think you probably do need to have the test because I think...
Don't die.
I think it is important that you do it. So let's... make her do that test and then go from there. If anyone's got any advice on that, put it in the comments so we can read it.
Right, what the fuck's this new thing?
Instagram Instants. The thing nobody asked for, nobody wanted, nobody needed.
What
is it?
If you're adding to Instagram Instants,
then you're a problem.
The problem.
All of a sudden, this is how I found out.
I just opened my phone.
This is how I found out. My friend was in the group chat and she put to the other friend, babe, why have you just sent me like a mugshot And she was like, I've sent you one back. And then she was like, fuck, I haven't sent it to you. I've sent it to the whole of my followers. And she's like this on it. And it had gone to all her followers. She thought she was just replying to her. Them? Don't know. She thought that she was just replying to her.
Just Google it. What the fuck is it?
We've got a hack anyway. Ashley, you came up with, you sent this.
So basically, you can switch it off.
So the other thing is, so you've got this Insta instance, right? I don't really get it. But the issue that I've had is the bubbles at the bottom. So you're on Instagram and there's a bubble and it's messy and I can't swipe it off. But a girl we know, Sarah, put on her Instagram a way to get it off. So we thought we would do God's work and help you remove that little bubble. Okay, here's what you do.
Do you reckon it'll just go away?
Well, apparently it's a built-in feature and companion app that lets you share unedited real-time photos.
Yeah, no thanks.
Basically, like they're trying to compete with Snapchat, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't want unedited real pictures of me out there. Thank you. Okay, so this is what you do. You go into your settings. Then you go on content preferences. Then at the very bottom, it says hide instance in inbox.
Bye-bye.
And you flick it. And then you won't see them anymore. Bye-bye. Let's get rid of that feature.
Is that all your hair?
No, it's some of the cat's hair. Yes, it's all mine.
What have you been doing?
I want to think of something really outlandish now that everyone's going to copy. Rubbing cow poo into my head.
No, did you ever think you'd have that much natural hair?
I haven't got a lot, but I've got more than I used to have. That's for sure. It's growing.
Are you going to go back to extensions?
Never.
How weird is this when if I'd have said to you 18 months ago...
I would never have lived without them.
I was like, start the journey now.
I was like, nope, I cannot live without hair extensions. My hair is horrible.
On
I cannot
holiday,
ever
do
it.
Do you know how life-changing that's going to be not having...
To blow dry the full lot.
And being able to oil and slick it all back.
The reason I took them out, I had an absolute nightmare, really. I think it was a mixture of stress... postpartum malnutrition in all honesty, because I just wasn't looking after myself in any way. Not enough Domio, quick weight loss, all these different things. And honestly, my hair got to the point,
first thing that gets hit,
where I went to see my hairdresser, who's absolutely amazing, and they do the best extensions in the world, by the way. Spectrum, like the best. And she was doing a weave refit and she was like, nah, you're done. And I was like, what do you mean? She went, I'm not putting them back in, Lauren. And I was like, what? She said, your hair is, it can't deal with anything. It's so thin. And I was like, what do you mean? Because normally she's really positive and she'll be like, it's all right. Well, and she went, I'm taking them out. I was like, I'm leaving today with no extensions. She was like, yeah, you finished. I'm
and
not
that
doing
was
this
the
to
end
you.
Of it.
She would not put them back in. She said, I can't, Lauren.
Didn't you have some tapes left in and then they went as well?
No, I got rid of tapes ages
she
ago.
Wouldn't let you have any?
No, and she said, I'm taking it out now and that's it. And I was like literally filling up. And I was like, right, okay. She went, I never say this to you. I never worry you. Your fucking hair's, you've got no hair. And I was like, right, okay. Thoughtful. And then I rang James in absolute hysterics and tears. And I was like, right. And she went, don't worry, I'm going to put them on clips for you. So what we did, and this is what I'll do forever and a day now probably, is we got the weave that I already had, because people keep asking me, where are your clippings from? It's a Spectrum One weave, because I refuse to have substandard hair just because I'm not doing it. So it's proper human hair, a weave that you would normally wear. And what we've done is sewn, cut it to where I want it, and we've sewn clips in. So I can put it in when I want to put it in, and I can take it out as well. So I haven't
have
got that
weight.
Have
you been putting the clip-ins? Oh, you wore them the other day. Yeah.
I'll just wear them for a day, a night. So when I go on holiday, I can clip them in at night, or I cannot. And you only dry your hair once. You dry the clip-ins, that's it. So when I'm drying my hair, mine takes 2 seconds. I just put the clip-ins in. So I've been upping my game with supplements as well. I take absolutely loads of Applied Nutrition supplements. I'll tag them I'll put them all on my Instagram.
You need to do what I did. I've done a post about the chick that I've been, because my hair is growing.
Yeah, yours is gorgeous. Like, mine went lovely when I was pregnant.
I've got to the point that I want to keep mine up.
That there's too much of it. I thought you were going to say I've got to the point where actually I've got too much. I need to remove some.
But it took me 3 years, I'd say.
It's a really, really long journey. And I think you do, it's the supplements, it's the Ferrograd C
that I
Emma Milton
tablet.
Put
Did
me on
you
that.
Know, guys, right? You may need to fact check me on So
allegedly
if your iron is below a certain point, which I believe to be 80.
Oh god, are we gonna do the figures?
Yeah.
Right?
Your hair can't physically grow.
Oh, really? It just hasn't got the whatever.
No, it can't grow. Like, really? So that's why, as women, we have a lot of iron issues. You know, your period comes, yeah. Your iron hits, like, rock bottom. Your energy, it impacts. You get dark circles under your eyes. Iron is so, so essential, especially in women. And that conversation we had of matcha, blocking your iron, and my iron's been low, and I've been taking the Spartone sachets.
Yes, I've seen those.
Because I did say, can I not take my Ferrograd while I'm pregnant? Can you not? She said, you can, but they're very, very potent.
Right. Okay. So that we don't know whether they're meant to be.
Many hair specialists recommend that a woman's serum ferritin or stored iron levels be above 70 to 80 for optimal.
She's right.
Just call me a scientist.
So get your iron checked. Absolutely. What I'll do when I can, I will do some slides and I'll show you the supplements that I've taken, because it's definitely helped.
I think,
definitely.
Like, we should all be on our hair growth journey. So anyway, we're going to have a little break now. You can get in touch with us. Head over to our Instagram at NippedUpPod. There is a link tree on there. It has all the different ways that you can get in touch. We need to hear from you. This podcast is literally
we're nothing
made
without you.
By you guys. So you can get in touch on WhatsApp, on email, on the Instagram DM feature, and basically ask us anything.
Yeah. Hello at NippedUpPod.com. If you want the email address,
any fun stories,
anything,
any dilemmas,
we absolutely love it. Just get in touch, and obviously we've got Patreon as well if you want to chat on there. It's everywhere. What more could you want?
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all: heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Hi, everyone. So, we're going to do this bit. And you know what?
What?
People fucking love this bit.
They love this bit. So this bit is where we just talk about what we bought this week. Whatever it might be. It might be 50p, it might be 50 quid, it might be 500. Don't know. Depends what we bought in the week and what we've been recommended.
What we've rebought, what we're loving, yeah. What people are talking about.
You don't have to buy it. We're just telling you what we bought.
So the Neutrogena mini makeup wipes.
Where'd you get them from?
Amazon. They're about 20 quid though, because they're American.
Right. Okay. So I need to buy two things from Amazon: the Bethany Frankel recommendation creme de la mer, and that.
Do you want me to send you the links?
Yes, please.
I spoke last week about this creme de la mer cream. And listen, guys, if you are into, like, literally proven skincare and beauty finds, you follow Bethany Frankel, because her recommendations are 10 out of 10. She's just done a podcast as well with Emma Greed, which I cannot wait to listen to. Also, partway through listening to La La La,
Let
Me Explain, Lana Percival interview about, we need to talk about that very quickly, but it'll be fucking old news by then. So we'll give our 2 pence on it. Now, summer is coming and I am one big sweaty bitch. And you know what it's like after you've had a baby.
Wet sweat. I used to wake up dripping.
Yeah, so like, I think it was yesterday, I went and had a nap at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just because life. And I woke up and I'm not even joking, like,
wet through.
Yeah. I have bought a summer duvet.
Like a lighter top.
A lighter. Because we should have a summer and a winter.
Like your tyres in your car.
Yeah, and especially when you've got a little baby in summer, I was very wary of having a too heavy duvet.
Yeah.
Now, I am a bedding snob. We all know that. I talk about bedding loads. I have previously bought stuff off Soak and Sleep, and it's very expensive for the goose down bedding.
Right.
That's what you want to go for, guys. Now,
I don't think James can have that.
I was on a mission.
Right.
The bedding that I wanted, the sheets, the duvet with the filling, the feather filling.
So, sorry, the duvet or the duvet sheet?
The duvet.
Okay.
The sheet is from White Company.
Duvet cover.
I think it's
cover?
Called like Sienna or something.
Right, but we're talking the actual duvet.
The innards.
The innards.
Yeah. Right. £850.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. No. Uh-uh. Girl found.
Go on.
The White Bedding Company.
So not to be confused
with the White Company. Right? This is UK based. Their reviews are fucking unbelievable.
I'm sold. Done.
Right? And I think I paid £120.
Fine.
White Bedding Company. I will share the link on Patreon if anyone's interested. Sarah Jossel's book. So Sarah Jossel's a beauty editor.
Yeah.
And I think the book is called like The Diary of a Beauty Editor or something. It's meant to be really, really good. She's not finished doing the audible yet, and I don't have the mental capacity to read the book, but I've pre-ordered it on Audible because I think it's going to be a very good listen. The Medicate PDRN serum.
Yes, I've got that.
It's new. Have you tried it?
Nice.
Really,
I think it's
nice.
Hard to say long-term, but
yeah,
on an immediate, it's nice.
Yeah, and you know that we love doing the Dr. Pen needling at home.
Yeah.
Girls, I get messages all the time. What serum can I use? Yeah, the Calosine one that I've spoke about, really fucking expensive. This one, you could just two pumps of that over your face. Very similar to SkinCeuticals PTOX, but a fraction of the price. Also, SkinCeuticals have bought out PTOX cream.
Oh.
Cream. Anyone tried it? Let me know. It's not available in the UK yet. Last but not least, another Bethany Frankel recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
The No. 7 cream bronzer. It is better than the Chanel one.
Oh, and that is a statement.
I got it on offer for £12.
That's a statement.
I've just rebought it because it lasted me a year.
Really?
It's unreal.
What kind
number
of
7 cream bronzer? You would absolutely love it. In a little pot.
Yes.
Three different shades.
Oh.
Get it, girls.
Sold. Are you? I've
you
sold.
Could just wear that on holiday.
Literally,
get it in the
I'll have it
all tomorrow.
So, funnily enough, speaking of PDRN.
Prudent.
Explain what it is, Ashley, because it's a buzzword.
PDRN is basically like as close to exosomes as you can get with them. It's like the salmon sperm.
So it's a new like buzzword.
Yeah.
I have got, and I know you like this, Skin Address have got a PDRN spray.
Charlotte said she was going to give me some.
Did she not give you some? Right, we need to get it.
Everyone's buzzing over this shit.
Very nice. So message Skin Address. I don't
even
know the name of it.
Isn't it someone we know that's made it?
Don't know. Don't even know the name of it.
It's a mist.
It's a mist and it's really nice because you can just la la la. I don't even know the name, that's Charlotte, but yeah, it's really good. So I have the Jules Air 2 pram. That pram.
Can I just say that
fantastic
pram for on holiday is really good because
it's fantastic.
Have you seen the zip feature at the back? So someone robbed mine. Jules, if you're listening, I'd love another one. Someone robbed mine off the conveyor belt. Basically, if you're taking a sweaty, nappy baby on holiday, which you are, you can unzip it and an air vent comes
so it gives them
out
that
of the back so that they've got an air vent, but it's blacked out.
It's honestly, that pram, with one hand and a baby,
my
a four-year-old,
broke at the
I
weekend.
Can literally up, down.
It's better than the yo-yo.
It's fantastic. There's a carry case for it for the plane, which I'll be using. I love it.
And it's like a backpack thing, yeah.
It's such a good pram. And you can lie it down flat because he naps in it because he won't nap anywhere else. So
could you use the Jules Air as your main pram?
It is my main pram.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is they have a toddler carrier. Stay with me. So do you know how you have a baby carrier? He's too big for a baby carrier, but he's on my hip 24/7.
I've seen
it's like a support.
Like
so that you can put it round you, and the bum goes in it, and it just takes away. Because honestly, my back, like, I feel like one leg shorter than the other now.
And you do have to carry them in the air.
I carry them everywhere all day, and especially with the Renault. So I've got a hip thing coming. I haven't tried it yet,
Lauren,
so bear with me.
Do you know what someone bought on my TikTok that I was like, that's life changing? A pet pop up tent, and it folds that big. And
on
at the
holiday?
Airport, oh. No, at the airport, she popped it out so the toddler could crawl around in it.
What a good idea.
Well, while the flight was delayed.
When Thea was little, I bought one from a brand that I can't remember, and it was grey, and it had a thing in it, and it popped up, and you could then, round the pool, it had the shade, you
it's
put all the
UV
toys in,
as well, yeah.
They could sit there with the little snacks. Tommy's not at that age yet, he'd have crawled out of it, but when they're probably like sitting toddler snack age, I really recommend that, and it keeps them in one fucking place. What else did I buy? Right. So there's a cream and it's called Smiles and Joy. And it's a yellow cream. And
yellow usually means zinc.
The packaging. I don't know much about it. So look at it yourself first. I think it's from China. Someone recommended it to me to clear up eczema, to clear up the marks and rashes. I thought, sod it, I'll try it. It clears up when he gets an outbreak. It clears it up within like a day. It smells quite herbally. Be careful, because I got it, it's from America, I got it on the website, you can get it on Amazon, but I'm concerned some of it might be fake, so I'm going to try and deep dive and get a link on Amazon that's not fake and I can check it, comes next day. But honestly, Smiles and Joy, check what's in it, I'm not saying I know, but it works. It gets rid of his eczema straight away. I got Thea a gorgeous pink tracksuit from M&S, thick, gorgeous tracksuits for kids
like
on
there. Neoprene?
No, I don't like that, I find that sweaty, it's like... But thick, no, but you know, so some shops, Primark being one, as much as I love them, you get the joggers and they're so thin and papery. They're a really good thickness. Saskia would really like it. It's a pink tracksuit and well-priced as well. Now, quick one from Lucas I've got here for you. We have a dupe of Grey Goose. It's in Aldi and it's called Saint Germont.
It's so good. I've had that vodka numerous times.
And it's cheaper.
I think I got onto that quite a few years ago, and it's won loads of awards.
So if you want the vodka, go get it from there. Also,
I've not drank vodka for years.
I know, same. Georgia, who's just been on, we have to say, has brought us from Harrods.
Oh my God.
Haven't got them now. These little
chocolates,
and they're in like a, they look lovely, lovely for a gift or a hamper, and they've got straw. If you ate them all. Alex and Tom
if
look shifty.
If there's none of those strawberries left, I'll fucking go.
She'll
by.
Fly. And they are strawberries with white chocolate, and then there was other bit. They're so good. I'm going to see if they do them online. Lovely for a hamper.
Right, we've not got much time. We're going to do a dilemma. Girlies, I need some advice. My partner just got back from his stag, and I found out he had a private dance in a strip club. I can't stop this heart-wrenching pain in my stomach. Am I deeping it too much? I've been very self-conscious in my own skin since having a baby a few years ago. I know it's more my self-worth that's hurting than the actions themselves. We're getting married in 4 weeks and I feel like I just can't enjoy this now. Any help on how to overcome this feeling? Am I being a drama queen? Okay. There's two things. Right. If you didn't set rules.
If you didn't set boundaries and rules before.
Yeah. But so if, like, I'm not being funny, like, how do I say this without, like, I'm going to be direct here. Stag do's consist mainly of, like, drinking, strip clubs, like, lad behaviour.
Gross. Tits.
But, like, fine. But if, and I don't know what you thought the stag do was going to be. But if you didn't want him or you weren't comfortable, you could have had that conversation before and be like, babe, just so you know, I really wouldn't like it if you did that.
So I'm going to think of it.
Because you do have to give men instructions with stuff like
really,
that.
Really, though, do we need to be telling them that they can't have a private dance?
Yeah, but it's upset her. So now they're both like, he probably was like, well, I thought you just would know that that's what happens on stag do's. Do you know what I mean?
I'd be really upset if James did that. I know you're not going to think. I know you're not going to think that that's a me thing. I know. And do you know what?
Lauren, that's just what boys do.
Yeah, well, all right, then I'm going to go and have a big dick rubbed in my face.
No,
he would not like
fair,
it. He would not like it.
Someone on Patreon said, ask him how he would feel if he wouldn't like it.
And also, right, there's two, I think the issue, we've got two elements.
Ed wouldn't mind.
We've got two, we've got two issues here, okay? So I think whether you agree with it or don't agree, that we've got different opinions, and that's fine. Some people think it's a laugh. I'd be upset. I'd be hurt. And I'm not like that. I'm quite resilient, but I would be a little bit.
What would hurt you?
So this is what would hurt me. I would be a little bit jealous. And I would feel, I wouldn't feel disrespected, but I think the problem we've got is this girl has just said that her body image right now and how she feels about herself is not great. So this has turned not just being about should she or shouldn't he have had the dance, it's become that has then made her feel
her, yeah,
a certain way, because she's then thinking, right, these strip clubs, these are fucking nice
sexy girls.
Whoa, she doesn't feel sexy. Then she's imagining this sexy girl dancing, which it won't have been like. He will have been like this.
Like,
she's then looking at herself and thinking, he's just seen this girl that's sexy and he's enjoyed it and then he's coming home to me.
Yeah,
it's, that's what
I
it is.
I do think sometimes, girls, like, if you've not been in a strip club before.
And I haven't either.
Yeah, like, you've got this image in your head of what it'd be.
Agree.
But if you've actually been in one, you'll realise...
It's not as deep as you think.
Not that I've seen.
It might not be what you're making it up in your head. I've never been to one, so maybe
and
that's why
also,
I feel like,
boys, when they get together, they have that, like, fucking peer pressure. Oh, the stag.
I think we're letting them off of a lot here by just saying boys will be boys.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why now, like, Ed's just like, I'm not going.
I'm just not going.
Look
I'm
at
just
what
not
happened
going.
Last time he went on that
exactly.
stag too. Fucking
so
hell.
I think... I get it. I do get it. And also, you've got this wedding coming up and it's all romantic.
Yeah,
and then you know that another
girl
has been wiping a fanny on him.
Absolutely. You need to milk this for everything. Get his credit card.
I wonder how she found out.
Do you think he told
her? I don't know.
It sounds like maybe he told her.
Which makes it sound he was very dumb and he really just thought it wasn't a big deal. He shouldn't have told her. Then now she's got that in her head.
You're going to have to just move on from it.
I agree. There's nothing you can do.
But milk it. But not for too long.
No, because you're going to ruin the lead up. The other thing I would do is, listen, this sounds a bit like boring, but there's clearly a little bit of an issue here around your body image. So you've got to work on how you can make yourself feel more positive, whatever that might
be.
And
this isn't helping it.
It's not helped you here. How to feel confident, how to feel good about yourself, because there will be times and places where you do feel like
also,
that.
Also, girls, if you do have a guy going on a stag do and you
lay down the law,
this would make you feel that way, you... If you have fully said, like, I know that you will be around doing that, and please don't do that, it will make me upset. And you've done that, but I don't think that this girl had.
Because she probably thought it. Yeah. I think for now, you're going to have to swallow this one. I think you have to swallow it, and you're just going to have to enjoy your wedding, or you're going to ruin the whole thing. This dance feeling now will wear off. Ruining your wedding will not wear off. So
come back after a few wines every now and then.
It will, yeah. So yeah. I think you're going to have to park it, or you're going to ruin your wedding.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. You can find everything Nip Tuck Hello at Nip Tuck Pod, socials at Nip Tuck Pod. Leave us a glowing 5-star review. We love to hear your feedback.
We do, and we will see you next week. Bye. Bye-bye.